Mary had a little lamb.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a segment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
This morning, with the U.S. reporting another record day of deaths.
We are extraordinarily worried.
Experts say California is just beginning to see the surge from the Thanksgiving holiday, with hospitalizations rising 80%, some medical centers forced to turn people away.
We have an unthinkable number of COVID patients yet to come in the coming weeks.
Similar strains are happening in hospitals across the country. More than a third of Americans live in areas where hospitals are running critically short of ICU beds. With the U.S. reporting another record day of deaths, the highest positivity rate is in Idaho, where, like many other states, small hospitals are at a breaking point.
It becomes very scary. It becomes very difficult to handle.
Back in Central California, at least three counties have run out of beds in their intensive care units. Outside Los Angeles, some hospitals are running out of space.
We ended up making this our emergency department lobby.
This week, the ER, ICU, and COVID floors at the Regional Medical Center in San Jose filled up, at times exceeding capacity.
What we're seeing now is a sustained demand for a high number of acute care beds.
State health officials estimate 12 out of every 100 people who test positive will be hospitalized, leaving California struggling to care for its sick.
Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. You know, I think saying Happy Hanukkah spreads COVID. Because in Hebrew, phlegm is a consonant, and I apologize for that. All of it. It's just hard to do. I mean, when you speak Hebrew, you sound either drunk or like you're hacking a loogie, because phlegm is part of the dialect, is what it is. But anyway, they had a giant Hanukkah party at the White House last night, and Donald Trump decided to take Hanukkah and turn it into sedition. I swear to God, that's what he's done. He has taken tradition and turned it into sedition. And he told them at this White House party that they were going, that we, meaning him and his followers there, were going to win this election. And the people there cheered, you know, without wearing any mask. And some of them were Hebrew speakers. Do you see the connection now? So he's got these people believing in total delusions. It's not just a super spreader event anymore. It's a stupor spreader event. He's putting people into a stupor about what the law allows in this country, what a democratic election is supposed to look like the one we just had, what agencies and states and recounts and inspections and audits show, which is no massive voter fraud at all. And he is literally telling people this unbelievable lie.
All I ask for is people with wisdom and with courage, that's all. Because if people are here, certain very important people, if they have wisdom and if they have courage, we're going to win this election in a lot of time.
Holy crap, man. Holy crap. And it's not just about the number of people there without masks screaming four more years to a lying autocrat, to a demagogue, to a man who, I mean, the editorial pages of serious newspapers are now writing through their editorial boards, okay, through the whole board, they are writing editorials about how dangerous he is. And that violence will surely ensue, and that what he is doing is sedition. What he is doing is basically secession. He signed on to this ridiculous lawsuit claiming that Texas has some sort of standing to overturn the election of Wisconsin, of Georgia, of Michigan. I mean, I thought Texas's motto was "Don't mess with Texas." You sure aren't messing with everybody else. What is that? What is that about? I swear to God, this is just dangerous. You know, and I understand why it's happening. Okay, and I want you to understand why it's happening. The reason why Paxton files these crazy lawsuits, like the first one to overturn the ACA, that's Texas. Okay, that's Paxton. Paxton has been under indictment for 5 years. Since 2015, he has yet to stand trial. The charges are securities fraud, okay? And he is ingratiating himself to Donald Trump because that man is going to need a pardon, and he's also going to need a pardon from Greg Abbott, okay? Because the FBI is investigating him for abuse of his office. Tamara called yesterday, and she was telling you about an article she read that went through the nitty-gritty of the FBI investigation against Paxton, where he was helping a donor for the low, low bargain basement price. Man, these people are not only crackers, but they are cheap crackers. For the low, low bargain basement price of $25,000 for a donor, he was willing to, use his office to get employment for this guy's mistress. I mean, it's so sordid. It's so dirty. You know, it's hysterical. But now you've got all these other states that are joining Texas, all red states, okay? And they are suing purple states for turning blue. That is basically what we got going on here because they're a bunch of crackers. And they're terrified of Trump's followers. They're scared of them because Trump's followers have been showing up at people's houses. They've been showing up at the offices. They've been armed. They've been threatening to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer. Now they're after the attorney general, Dana Nessel of Michigan. You can't go outside with your kids if you're a state election supervisor. I mean, really? And so either they are joining because they don't want their house to be surrounded. They don't want their offices to be surrounded by crazy people who are watching propaganda channels, which ought to be illegal in this country. I'm not kidding. I'm so serious about this. You know, I've been testifying in front of Congress for years about how if you're going to brand yourself news, you have to meet some basic minimum standards of journalistic practices. You can't just throw up a news channel and propagandize the American people into believing that overthrowing the government is a good idea. And that is what's going on. Now, Rush Limbaugh is on the public airwaves. This should be low-hanging fruit. This should be easy pickings, okay? Because all it takes is an FCC complaint. Okay, that's all it takes. And people need to file those complaints. They need to do it because he's sitting on his show telling people this election was stolen and he's not sure that secession is the answer yet. But he's going to let his audience know. He's going to let them know. Meanwhile, every other person in this world who has any moral compass, who has any legal education, any, who has been admitted to the bar of the Supreme Court, lawyers, like, Ted Cruz. They are shaming themselves and the bar by joining these attorneys general. They are shaming themselves. They are shaming the Bar Association. They are shaming the entire system of democracy by signing on to these false recycled allegations where Texas is suing Georgia and Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania to nullify 20 million ballots. 20 million ballots.